Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Aleph by 6 lines up from the bottom by the word Vinesiv. So we said that Shitas Rav Shimon Yishai Mitzvah is that the Karban Tamid is treated somewhat like an Ayla and somewhat like a Chatas. That we do one Zrika Shein Shtayim on the northeastern corner, and then we do two separate Zrikas, one on the western wall of the Mizbeach and one on the southern wall of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, V'nesiv achas yishtayim lamata kemaisa ayla, and shtayim shein shtayim lamayla kemaisa chatos. If we try to treat it like an ayla and a chatos, so then the zrika that's done on the northeastern corner should be lamata on the bottom half of the mizbeach, like an ayla is. The zrikas of an ayla are always on the bottom half of the mizbeach. And the zrikas that are done on the western and southern wall of the mizbeach should be on the top half of the mizbeach, like a chatos, which is, its dav is nizrak on the top half of the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, no, because leimatzinu damim shechatzin lamayla v'chatzin lamata. We don't ever find that dam is sprinkled somewhat half on lamayla and half lamata. We don't ever find such a thing. In fact, the Gemara v'loi, is that really true? We don't, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah, he's a b'menu achas lamayla v'shav lamata, that the Kohen God on Yom Kippur, he sprinkles the dam one time lamayla and 7 times lamata on the pareichas. So you see that somewhat lamayla and somewhat lamata, we do find such a thing. After the Gemara, no, that was kematzlef. My kematzlef, mach rev yuda kiminag dona, like a malchus, that it's just lower and lower, but not that it was achas lamayla on the top half and on the bottom half. Lamayla just means the Kohen God's hand motion when he's zayrik the dam. He does it in an upward motion, and shavalamata means in a downward motion, but not that it's on the top half and on the bottom half of the pareches. It was all potentially on one side, either on the top half or on the bottom half. It just means lower and lower and lower. The fact the Gemara is still v'loy. We don't find that dam is nizrak half lamal and half lamato. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah also regarding the Kohen God on Yom Kippur. It says he's a mimenu al tarei shamizbeach. It says that he's zayrik the dam of the par and the sawyer that's mixed together on the tarei shamizbeach sheva pamim 7 times. Now my love, what does it mean tarei shamizbeach? Doesn't it mean a palgin mizbeach on the halfway point of the mizbeach? The taro means half. Kadami inchi, like people say tarei tiara, and that means who palgin diyama means that it's halfway through the day. So Tara means half. So that means that the Kohen Gadol, when he was Zayrik on the Tara Shemizbeach, Luchayra means that he was on the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Now, if the Kohen Gadol Zayrik on the halfway point of the Mizbeach, so Rashi points out, you can be rest assured that means some of the Dam went Lamala and some of the Dam went Lamata on the two halves of the Mizbeach. So you see, we do find such a thing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Shila. Rabba Bar Shila answered, no, that's not what it means. Tarei shamizbeach means agufei de mizbeach. It means on the top half of the, on the top, on the roof of the mizbeach, on the top of it. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, that tarei means on the cleared off part, that the Kohen Gadol would clear off the ashes from the ketores and then be mazed in the dam over there on the top of the mizbeach. That tarei means cleared off. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, ukeatzar hashemayim latayar. That not even a view, that is tremendous clarity, like a cleared sky. Here too also it means on the cleared off part of the mizbeach, that the Kohen Gadol would first clear off the ashes from the ketores, and then he would be mazal the dam on the top of the mizbeach. But not that somewhat lamal and somewhat lamata, that's something that we never find. Says the Gemara, Maishna diyav ayla breisha vader yav dechatas. Why do we first treat it like an ayla and then treat it like a chatas? Nesev breisha dechatas vader nesev d'ayla. Maybe you should first treat it like a chatas and only afterwards treat it like an ayla. Which the Siach Yitzchak explains that we always find that a chatas comes before an ayla. A chatas has more kedusha, so always a chatas comes before an ayla. So here too also we should treat it like a chatas before treating it like an ayla. Says the Gemara, no, came in the ayla he caught my breisha. Since it's beikur an ayla, as we'll see soon, so therefore we treat it first like an ayla, and then only afterwards treat it like a chatas. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna, Diyav Mizrachas, Tefaynis, Marav, Isdraimis, why are those the directions that we put the dam on the northeastern and southwestern corners of the Mizbeach? Nesiv Draimis Mizrachas, Vader Tefaynis, Maravis. Maybe we should put it on the southeastern and the northwestern parts of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Amri, they said no, because Ayla to the Yisoid, because an Ayla requires the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, the dam needs to be Nizrak on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, the Karen Dreimis Mizrachis, they have a Yisoid, and the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yisoid, for the most part, the entire southern and eastern walls of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yisoid, and therefore there's no Yisoid on the southeastern part of the Mizbeach, and therefore that's not an option. It must be, it's Nizrak on the northeastern and southwestern corners of the Mizbeach. Fractal Gemara, okay, fine. So it needs to be in the northeastern and the southwestern corners. But Maishna, Diyahav Bereshim Mizrachis Tefainis Vahadam Arab is Dreimis. How do you know to first do the northeastern and then the southwestern corner? Nasib Bereshim Arab is Dreimis Vahadam Mizrachis Tefainis. Maybe we should first sprinkle it on the southwestern corner and then on the northeastern corner. Says the Gemara, no, because Kevin Damar Marko Pinashat Tepaina Layu Adarach Yamin Lemizrach. Since Mar said that anytime a person needs to turn, he should turn to the right towards the east. So Bereshim Bahu So therefore, that's the corner that he's going to end up getting to first when the kohen goes up to Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and he turns to the right and he follows around the Mizbeach, he's going to end up hitting the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach before he hits the southwestern corner. And so therefore, that's always the corner which goes first. In fact, the Gemara, now who said that it's really bickered Ayla that the Torah said to treat it someone like a Chatas? Like we said before, maybe really it's bigger chatas that the Torah said to treat it like an ayla. Says the Gemara, lo sakadaitach. You shouldn't think that, because the pasuk says, it says it's a chatas Lashem, but then it says, al ayla satam midi yasev in this guy. It says it's on an ayla, it's a chatas Lashem, al ayla satam. So my Gemara Rachmana, what's the Torah saying? That midi the chatas, the matters of the chatas, shedeya ayla, put that on the ayla, but it's really, it is, batsam an ayla. It's an ayla that we treat it somewhat like a chatas.